Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze. And it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Hi, everyone. I'm Cheryl Butler, and you're listening to the Mighty Mommy's Quick and Dirty Tips podcast, which will help make your life as a parent a little bit easier and a lot more fun. Welcome. Today's episode is number 625, A Mother's Day Reflection, The Unexpected Gifts of Parenting Through 2020, because the past year has been filled with unprecedented challenges and grief for parents and their children. But through it all, there have also been some unexpected bright spots. Mighty Mommy takes a look at four of them in this Mother's Day reflection. Mother's Day has always been my favorite celebration each year. After conquering a 5-year struggle with infertility via adoption and then having 7 babies, I've always relished this special day, not because it's a Hallmark holiday, but because it's a milestone day that celebrates the most important role I'll ever have in life. I created a tradition for myself 28 years ago when I first became a mom. Each year, on the eve of Mother's Day, I write myself a letter of celebration. The letter recaps the ups and downs of my year as a mother. Although I focus mostly on gratitude, I keep it honest and I jot down any challenges I had to overcome. When I'm finished, I review the letter, laugh, and cry, then seal it and put it away to read the following year on Mother's Day. As May approaches, I excitedly anticipate reading last year's reflection. Not only does my annual letter to myself showcase the ups and downs of motherhood, but it also reminds me of just how much my family and I have grown over the past year. I encourage you to give it a try yourself. And a quick tip for you, and I highly recommend this. If you'd like to send an email to your future self instead of writing on paper, try futureme.org. You can write yourself a letter, and then Future Me will hide the letter from you to preserve the surprise and deliver it to your email inbox on a future date that you've set. This year, as I reflect on what's happened since Mother's Day 2020, I'm looking back on a year like none other, the year I parented through a global pandemic. It can be hard to look for the bright spots after living through a year like this one, but looking for the positives is my nature. I discovered 4 ways that the pandemic has influenced motherhood for the better, and I'd like to share them with you. First, the definition of raising a successful child has shifted. When I first laid eyes on motherhood, I had grand notions of everything I wanted my child to be: intelligent, engaging, self-sufficient, and distinguished, with the ability to change the world for the better. It's a big list, but I believe in aiming high. Raising 8 kids with such diverse personalities and varied learning abilities taught me that I didn't have to have the next president of the United States in my midst to have a perfectly wonderful child. Instead, I shifted my focus to their unique skills and traits. Raising a child with a list of rock star accomplishments is far less important to me now than raising a child who's thoughtful, considerate, trustworthy, and looks out for others. The Washington Post article, How COVID-19 is Changing the Way Mothers Parent Their Daughters, captured this dynamic exceptionally well. Grant McCracken, a cultural anthropologist, studied how the relationship between mothers and children is changing during the pandemic. Because of schools, daycares, extracurricular activities, and so many other regular outlets for children shifting to online venues, moms were now spending a lot more quality time with their kids. Spending this extra time with them during the pandemic has caused them to re-examine some personality traits they wanted to foster in their children: kindness and compassion over competition, and empathy for those who may be struggling were key.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
The days are officially getting longer, and while there may be a bit more daylight, do you still feel like there isn't enough time to do things like plan and shop for healthy meals? Hungry Root is your partner in healthy living. It's the easiest way to get fresh, high-quality groceries and simple, healthy recipes delivered to your door. Take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your health goals, your tastes, the appliances you use, and more. Then, they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week, along with delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to good use. Everything from Hungry Root follows a simple standard. It's gotta taste good, be quick to make, and contain whole, trusted ingredients. Save hours planning, shopping, and cooking. Hungry Root delivers food you'll love. As a busy parent striving for healthier eating, Hungry Root has been a game changer for our family. Our box was filled with fresh, high-quality ingredients and simple recipes tailored to our tastes and preferences. One feature we particularly loved was the ability to customize our meals by swapping ingredients, making mealtime exciting and adaptable to our needs. Ordering was a breeze, and the convenience of having everything delivered to our door saved us valuable time. Hungry Root truly made our weekly meals easier and better, allowing us to enjoy nutritious and delicious dishes without the stress of planning and shopping. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Project Parenthood listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/parenthood to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/parenthood. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you.
As difficult as this past year has been, it did allow us to pause and reflect on what constitutes our definition of success. We've seen countless random acts of kindness from young and old alike, and continue to learn how life-changing these displays can be for our children and their futures. Next, we welcome the gift of downtime. For the 5 long years I longed for motherhood to come knocking on my door, before I became a mom, I had one thing on my hands: lots of time. Back then, I didn't see that as a gift because I was wishing it away for the days when I would finally have a family to care for and call my own. One of my favorite ways to spend my empty days was visualizing all the incredible ways my life would change once I finally did become a mom. Apparently, I'm a master of visualizing. 8 kids in one decade are proof of that. I imagined with great detail all the amazing things I'd do with my kids as they were growing. I could actually see my calendar chock full of dozens of activities that they would enjoy and thrive upon. I vividly saw them immersed in engaging extracurricular activities and all of us living a well-balanced lifestyle. In reality, my overzealous approach was suffocating. I didn't leave my kids enough room to lay low and enjoy their downtime. Luckily, I figured this out, And so did many parents as a result of the pandemic. One of the pandemic's silver linings was the blank slate of time it opened for our families. In the blink of an eye, schedules were wiped clean of most structured activities and events, and we gained the unexpected gift of time. One of the items I'm going to reflect on with great appreciation in this year's Mother's Day letter is how grateful I am to have gained endless hours of family time. We indulged in lengthy family meals, quiet afternoons at home with our dogs, and even scored extra time to reorganize our living space. Being super busy isn't necessarily what our kids need to have an enriched life. And a quick tip for you. If you'd like to learn more about visualization, check out my episode, How Visualization Techniques Can Improve Your Parenting. I share a fun tool for creating a vision board. So jump on over to www.quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy and you'll find this awesome tool. Now, the next thing is we discovered that self-care is essential. Under any circumstances, parenting presents challenges. But add all the new pandemic challenges, and we were in a tailspin trying to navigate significant changes to our family's lifestyles, let alone processing the collective grief a year full of trauma and uncertainty piled on. The role of parents shifted drastically. We became instant teachers, daycare providers, technical support staff, and caregivers. And that was all while continuing round-the-clock meal preparation, overseeing the upkeep of our always occupied homes, and juggling our own careers, often remotely. Stress levels skyrocketed. UCS Healthcare targeted the adverse effects in their article, The Pandemic's Impact on Moms, Why Mental Health Needs to Be a Priority. The article explained that it's completely normal to struggle during these surreal times. But more importantly, the message was that we need to take care of our minds and bodies in healthy ways and not rely on unsafe habits as coping mechanisms. We've all heard about the benefits of regular self-care, but this past year it became evident that we moms must incorporate dedicated chunks of time to staying refreshed. In my episode, 10 Creative Ways to Indulge in Regular Self-Care, I offer some easy and fun ways to unwind. One of my favorites is my tip on nexting. In a Washington Post article about self-care, Shane Lopez, a Gallup senior scientist and author of Making Hope Happen, noted that studies show that vacation anticipation can bring just as much psychological reward as the actual vacation. He referred to this as nexting. How incredibly clever. I'll be doing some nexting as I prepare for Mother's Day and plan on recommitting to saying yes to me. I believe we moms need to remember that when you take care of yourself, in essence, you're taking better care of your family. When you take the time to meet your own needs, hey, it's a win-win for all. And finally, our creativity soared. As a writer and a mom to a large family, I've always searched out ways to keep my creative juices flowing. I'm not shy with the use of bold color, mixing up the design of our living spaces, or cooking with spicy and zesty ingredients. I once stenciled our bathroom to reflect a tropical aquarium complete with seaweed and sand. The process of designing that vibrant space for my family left me feeling jazzed for months. My kids loved showing it to all their friends, and were so sad when we remodeled it a few years ago. As my kids grew and became involved in more outside activities, the extra snippets of time I had to pursue my creative outlets slowly disappeared. As I mentioned earlier about how we gleaned the gift of downtime throughout the pandemic, another unexpected bonus was the ability to get more creative. Now that we weren't rushing from one appointment to another, we began looking for ways to liven up our home environment. Being cooped up 24/7, hey, it allows you to see your space in a whole new light. We also started eating all of our meals at home again, which opened the door to exploring delicious new recipes. I even took up sewing, making funky curtains for our tired bedroom spaces. Getting crafty isn't the only creative twist to our homebound time this past year. We all found better ways to use our time in between virtual learning sessions. Stepping up our time with nature, learning to stay connected to friends and family with old-fashioned letters and phone calls, and enjoying the art of binge reading has swept us out of our ruts. We're even engaging in interesting conversations more regularly, thanks to the extra time we're all enjoying in these creative realms. As life slowly returns to a new norm, I hope to harness this creative edge that has resurrected during these wild months. Maybe it's time to recreate that aquarium bathroom. It could be a fun family project to wrap up the twists and turns of this past year and celebrate the many gifts motherhood has given me. What are your takeaways from your parenting journey this past year as we head on into Mother's Day? Join the conversation and share your thoughts on the Mighty Mommy Facebook page or Twitter. You can also email me at mommy@quickanddirtytips.com. Listen and follow on Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Next week, I'll be chatting about our almost adult kids and how we can help them transition into their new role as adults. As always, thanks so much for listening. I hope you have a great week with your family. And until next time, happy parenting.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze. And it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Meet the next generation of podcast stars with SiriusXM's Listen Next program, presented by State Farm. As part of their mission to help voices be heard, State Farm teamed up with SiriusXM to uplift diverse and emerging creators. Tune in to Stars and Stars with Issa as host Issa Nakazawa dives into birth charts of her celeb guests. This is just the start of a new wave of podcasting. Visit statefarm.com to find out how we can help prepare for your future. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.